Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Work.
Scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level three. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down. Sirius XM channel 159. Countdown to kickoff is on. Can't get here soon enough. Breaking down the National Football League playoffs and looking at the line movement right now, as we stated. Kansas City now down to 1.5. A lot of love for the Buffalo Bills in this game. And, you know, perception becomes reality. And the media does have an influence on people, even when it comes to betting. It does, right? If there's an onslaught of every media outlet and people tune in, you know, to Sports Grid, they tune in to ESPN, they tune in, to the Mightier 1090, they tune in to, you know, all these different networks all the time, CBS, SI.com, you're going to different sites, yeah, whatever your sites are, and, you know, you're looking at this, you're looking at that, and, you know, it's like anything. You know, we all think that we're like, you know, strong-minded and all. We're not going to get influenced by stuff, but we do. You know, like everyone does. And then you're going to stay, you know, you think something, and then you hear all week propaganda on the other side, and sometimes it'll get to you. You got to be good at, like, tuning that stuff out. Like, if you like something, you know what I mean? If you're convinced of it, like, it's your money. We'll put it this way, right? It's your money. Now, I think a lot of people that tune in to shows like this, they don't really care what our guests say. I think they're going to do what they're going to do anyways. I think, you know, there's a small majority that'll sort of tail and listen and then cash and win, right? Like, I had a bunch of people after the parlay, oh, I saw the parlay, but I didn't like it, so I didn't take it. Well, it's like, all right, well, you put a couple of bucks on it, you mean to like it. You know, people, you know, you just roll the dice and try to have some fun with it. That's how we're approaching this parlay here right now. In which I actually do. I'm starting to get locked in here on this stuff. But we are, as the week approaches, and you see, like I said, so I haven't seen anything. Like, I haven't seen anything positive about Kansas City, even though they're the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's look at CBS Sports here right now. It's like it was on the front page I saw. It said, like, basically, Bills advance, Bills roll. And they had, like, four different people. They had like four different people. Bills this, Bills that. Like NFL Network's another influential one. ESPN is the biggest one. Like ESPN has a big influence on college football lines and stuff. Like you'll notice, like on game day, and because there's so many people tuning in, and you know you're gonna get a lot of people that it's sort of, you know, younger bettors, newer bettors, or oh, you know what, Herb Street says this. Oh, I saw Herb Street all week. You know what I mean? If you see Herb Street all week on three shows all week and, you know, he makes all these good points, you're like, well, he's a smart guy and I actually agree with what he's saying. And, you know, there is, you know, even sports bettors can fall to this. You know, even fighters. Phil Baroni, had a great story. I remember Baroni used to be on the show all the time, good buddies with Joey Odessa and stuff. Well, we're coming up against it, but Baroni was when Brock Lesnar was fighting Cain Velasquez. The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust up, and everybody else in between, including the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Let's do this thing. The countdown to kickoff is on. We're going to talk NFL football in a couple minutes with Steve Merrill, longtime contributor to the program. We'll also talk some college basketball as well. We'll take a look at some overnight numbers, some of the games that are on the card tomorrow, LSU and Alabama being one of them. as far as news tonight is concerned. Let's start off with the line moves. International Football League, NFL. So Tennessee are still laying 3.5 against Cincinnati. There's some video today posted from the Tennessee Titans practicing, and Derrick Henry looking like, well, he looks like Derrick Henry. All right. Tennessee lay 3.5, total is 47. Green Bay and San Francisco, this number's bounced up to 6 at FanDuel right now. Total 47.5 in this football game. I think there's a lot of concerns right now about the San Francisco 49ers health situation. You know, Warner, Bosa, Jimmy G, not to mention you're going into the Frozen Tundra to take on the Green Bay Packers. And the money's been coming in on the Packers, or at least the odds makers are moving the number due to what they believe will be an injury depleted San Francisco team. Listen, if you like the Niners, I'm not sure how much higher this number's going to go. Rams in Tampa. Listen, you know, Saturday just feels like it's sort of like the Saturday's like the NIT or something, isn't it? It's like, yeah, whatever. Let's get to Sunday's games, all right? The Rams and the Bucks and the Bills and the Chiefs. Man, that's as good as it gets right there. And we talked about with this with Arash Markazi earlier in the program. Listen, the Los Angeles Rams, they match up very well with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, honestly, like, if you look at the strengths and weaknesses of the teams, the Rams, you can see why the Rams have beaten them the last two times they played. What's the one thing, like Tom Brady, like his, like, you know, what's the, you know, the kryptonite? What's the one thing with this guy? How do you get to Tom Brady? Right up the middle, quick. Listen, because he gets rid of the ball so quickly. So the edge rushers have a hard time getting to him. Historically, you remember, you know, even in the old days, the Houston Texans, they had Clowney and Ed, like Watt, they had a good rush. They caused problems. Right, the Rams can cause problems, and don't forget the Bucks have injuries on the line. Right, the Rams can cause problems right there. The Rams have a good secondary. Bucks are depleted at the wide receiver position. More on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The edge, then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the Steve Barrels, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing, Steve. Always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Gabe, doing well.
Oh, Steve, I want to thank you. Actually, I saw you post a video on Twitter earlier in the day in which you were talking about the North Carolina Tar Heels and Miami Hurricanes game, and I believe Joe Ranieri was going to the game. And you said, listen, if you're going to this game, you're going to enjoy it if you're a Hurricane fan because they're going to get it done. And they absolutely smashed the North Carolina Tar Heels this evening. And we smashed the ticket along with you, Steve. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were a live dog. They're 8-1 straight up at home this year. They're now 9-1. North Carolina was just 3-4 on the road. You know, home court in basketball, I think in college hoops, is more strong than any other sport. And come conference time, you know, a couple months now of statistics, you got to pay attention to these strong home courts. I like quality home teams getting points, and Miami checked that box tonight.
You're right. We talk about home court, home field. In pro sports, it doesn't mean as much. Home ice doesn't mean as much as it used to. I'd say, Steve, college is the last beacon of home field, home court advantage, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, just because they're kids. They're kids. It's just different.
Yeah, exactly. There's a couple reasons why. I mean, first of all, you're dealing with 18 and 19-year-olds, right? And they're not all professional. Right? They're not a professional-level athlete. So, I mean, obviously, they can get flustered. Second of all, it's human emotion. The referees are going to call more for the home team. It just is how it is. When the crowd gets loud, they're going to influence a couple calls. That's worth maybe 2 to 4 points a game. And then also, keep in mind, the three-point shot is more important than ever, right? And every arena is different. The sight lines are very different. We talk about that when they go to the big, you know, Alamo Domes and stuff for the Final Four. But all of these, you know, Cameron Indoor Stadium, an old stadium versus some of these Cooker Cutty, you know, bowl-type stadiums, I do think home teams are more comfortable shooting at home. There's no question that statistically teams shoot better at home than on the road. Even during the pandemic last year when there was no fans, that was still the case. And it makes sense because these guys usually practice in the game arena, you know, so they're shooting there every day and there's just a comfort. You know, think about growing up. You go to your local rec center, your outdoor court. You know, you felt more comfortable with the sight lines when you played there every day.
Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com, kicking it with us. So, Steve, we always like to take a look at the ATS numbers as far as the college scene is concerned. And one team that's been cashing tickets all season long, and nobody ever really talks about these guys, the LSU Tigers. The LSU Tigers, Steve, 13-4 ATS on the season, 15-2 straight up. They've played the majority of their games at home. We were just talking about that road-home dichotomy, but they're rolling into Alabama getting points tomorrow night, Steve. What do you make of this LSU-Bama game, and what do you think about this LSU Tiger team? Man, they've been money in the bank so far this year.
Yeah, and it's interesting because if you look at the efficiency, adjusted efficiency ratings, and that's basically points per 100 possessions, you know, and it factors in strength of schedule. Of the 358 Division I teams, LSU is currently the most efficient defense in the country, number one out of all of them. What's funny, though, is if you look at the top maybe 8 or 10 teams overall in power ratings, almost every one of them is a top 10 offensive team. You only have a handful of top 10 defensive teams. So you always hear the defense wins championships. It's not necessarily true. The best teams in college basketball are usually the best offensive teams. LSU, not nearly as good offensively as anybody else. They're like in 105. But that number one ranked defense can keep them competitive in games. And they do play a little bit faster than you would have thought. They're one of the faster-paced teams. And that's surprising, Gabe, because normally these really good defensive teams are slow-down half-court teams. So LSU, a very unique type of team this year, and it's been working for them.
And Alabama, Steve, Alabama had a great year last year, but they've been a disappointment this season to bettors. Just 7-9-1 ATS on the season, 11-6 straight up. You know, they've lost a bunch of games that they should have won. And you look at them coming into this basketball game, not a very good current form, Steve. Coming off the loss to Missouri, the loss to Auburn, and the loss to Mississippi State.
Yeah, what's interesting is Alabama is one of the fastest-paced teams in the country, top 25 out of 358 teams. LSU's in that 70 range, and I mentioned they play fast as well. Alabama does hold a substantial offensive edge here, but as I just said, LSU a big defensive edge. So this is an interesting matchup. You know, here again, home court will probably be worth a little something here in Alabama. They're 7-1 at home this year. LSU, though, a solid 5-1 on the road. You know, good defensive teams are usually tough away from home, but LSU has really struggled shooting the ball. On the road this year, Gabe, 39%. 22% from three-point range, yet they're 5-1 straight up. So something has to give at this point. Just have a feeling that Alabama's offense might win this one tomorrow.
Steve Merrill kicking it with a Steve. What do you think about Marquette and Villanova? Villanova laying double-digit points, 12.5. And just for the record, current number right now for Bama laying 3.5 against the LSU Tigers. What's your opinion on Marquette and Nova? Too many points to be laying with Nova?
Well, Villanova is the exact opposite of LSU and Alabama. They play at one of the slowest paces in the country. They're maybe one of the three or four slowest teams in the entire nation out of 358 teams. It's basically like them in Virginia, right? And that good half-court defense is always tough. But what makes Villanova really difficult is they're very efficient in the half-court offensively. Marquette likes to play fast. They're ranked 40th in the country in tempo. I always like to play these slow-down teams against teams that like to play faster, especially when it's the better team like Villanova. Marquette, Shaka Smart took over that program. They've been kind of zigzagging this year. Solid 12-6 record, a little bit better than I expected. But I think Villanova has their number tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the history here, Steve, between the two of them. And Nova have absolutely smashed these guys historically, or at least the last couple of times they played, 96-64, 85-68. As you stated, too, you would think, well, you know, if a team plays so slow, how are they going to blow teams out? But right. Nova have been on a roll, Steve. And they've been covering numbers this year. A nice, robust 11-6 ATS.
Yeah, and you know, that same logic, Gabe, kept me off playing against the William & Mary Tribe a couple nights ago on Monday. I went to that game. I knew it was a terrible spot for William & Mary. They lost in overtime after blowing a 24-point lead Saturday against JMU. I knew they had nothing left in the tank, and they got blown out last night by 22. But Towson... Yeah,
but they covered against James Madison, right? They're up to three covers now.
Yeah, they're 11.0. They covered again. They covered three straight as double-digit home dogs. But I just didn't want to lay 13.5 with Towson because Towson plays very slow half-court basketball. But, man, they were nailing threes left and right the other night. They just couldn't miss. And, by the way, the Sharps were dead wrong on that one. They took it from 13.5 down to 10.5 quick on Monday afternoon. And, by the way, James Madison, who won that game Saturday, three-point favorite at Elon Monday afternoon. Elon, two wins on the season. Elon wins by 23 points. So both those teams had nothing left in the tank, and it just shows that, you know, you can look at power ratings all day long, but sometimes you just have to subjectively look at a game. You know, when you play that kind of a 95-91 overtime, JMU, William & Mary lost by 22 and 23 on Mondays, respectively. They both had nothing left on the quick turnaround.
What do your power rankings tell you about the Auburn Tigers, a colleague of yours and ours, a buddy of ours, Drew Martin? So Drew, of course, a big Auburn guy, went to Auburn, and you know, he's buying in. He thinks his team can win the national championship 16-1, or he's talking at least Final Four, 16-1 straight up, but a very impressive 13-4 ATS on the season.
Yeah, no, they're legit. I mean, they're basically a top 15 offense and defense. You know, I've got them right.
Yeah, they're more complete than LSU, right? This is a much more complete team.
Yeah, I mean, LSU is number one defensively. Like earlier this year, Memphis was number one defensively. They were like in the 40s in offense. LSU is like 105 in the offense. You know, they're just not a balanced team. And I'm a big believer, Gabe, you know, when you have to win six games in a row in the NCAA tournament, you got to have balance, you know, because when you're that weak offensively, when you're shooting, like I said, LSU 39% on the road, 22% from three-point range, it's very hard to win six games in a row on a neutral court, you know. So I do think Auburn's a very balanced team. They play fast, though. I'm not a big believer in these fast teams. I like teams like Villanova that are balanced, that can slow teams down. Because, say, for example, Auburn catches Villanova, like in the Elite Eight, it's going to be a tough matchup for the Tigers.
Steve, this point spread is kind of ridiculous now, isn't it, though? 22.5? Come on, man.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Georgia's had a better football season than a basketball season, right? Just 5-12 in hoops. And they play fairly fast. And that's what William & Mary's problem is also. William & Mary's a bad team that plays fast. And both these teams play up-tempo. Auburn just does it better, and it's easier to cover a big number when you're playing fast. So, you know, Auburn, once again, the only way I would play it.
You know, though, I'm just looking at Georgia here, and, yeah, they lose, but they don't lose by this many points that often, right?
Correct.
To me, it's a lot of points. You know, they lose by 16, they lose by 18, fine. And, you know, I do believe in past history when it comes to college. You know, 91-86, 95-77, 65-55. We had an 82-60 in here. A 22-point win. I'm just stating it's a reach. That's, you know, you can't say that it's, you know, a value pick when you're playing. You're laying 22.5 points in a college basketball game. I'm going to look at Georgia here, actually.
Yeah, I actually don't disagree. I'm looking at it more here too, Gabe. I mean, I don't disagree with you. One thing I like to do is when it's a big number, I look at other like big dog situations. And like you said, they were an 11-point dog against Memphis on December 1st. They won the game outright. They were a 22-point dog against Kentucky a couple weeks ago. They lost by 15. 14-point dog lost by 16 to Mississippi State. And then on top of that, Auburn coming off the Alabama upset win a couple games.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
To go just beat Ole Miss on the road, and now guess what? They got Kentucky on deck this Saturday.
Great sandwich spot.
Yeah, I think it really is. Once again, yeah, I don't like the matchup, but I think the situation definitely favors Georgia.
And the sandwiches are on sale and on special at Lucky Steve's restaurant.
Yeah. Like, mystery meat. It's Mystery Meat Tuesday.
Mystery meat. The Mystery Meat meltdown. Continue. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continued. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzo. We're breaking it down. SiriusXM channel 159. Shout out to everybody tuning in right now on the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. And shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates as well. Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com, ProSportsInfo.com. Kick it with us. All right, Steve, we can talk college basketball all night, but we'll have time to get to that. We've got the NFL playoffs, the divisional round, coming off the blowout weekend that was wild card weekend. And I discussed this, Steve, coming into the weekend, about how point spreads haven't mattered. It was 56 wildcard games coming into this past weekend. Out of the 56 of them, only 7 times did the point spread come into play. It was 48-7-1, in which the outright winner covered the point spread. And if you look over the weekend, the point spread did not come into play in one football game either. Steve, San Francisco were the only outright winner as an underdog. Every other favorite covered a point spread. It's amazing how the point spread really rarely comes into play. We talk about it in the Super Bowl, right? Only 6 times in a Super Bowl out of 55 Super Bowls, the point spread's come into play.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, once again, that's roughly about 88%. The numbers you talk about, the wild card was 87.5, Super Bowl 89. All right, so about 88% of the time, wow, the spread doesn't matter. And that's actually kind of in line, Gabe, long-term regular seasons, about 83-84% of the time. Teams of less than a touchdown that win outright or cover. So basically, I've always said, if you like an underdog of a touchdown or less, you should be putting some of it on the money line, because the majority of those times, if you think they can cover, they're going to probably win outright. San Francisco, good example.
So does this theme continue into this weekend, in which there's different levels to this stuff, right? I mean, we all sort of knew that Philadelphia weren't a very good football team, right? We all sort of knew, listen, the Pittsburgh Steelers, that they weren't a legitimate Super Bowl contender. They made the playoffs fine. But now, like, each week it gets tougher and you've got better teams waiting. Like, is it, to me, there's a big separation, but there's levels to this stuff. I think that's the best way of putting it, Steve, right? There's levels to this stuff.
Yeah, and it's interesting because over the last 11 years, actually the last 5 years in the wild card round, home favorites were like 5 games below 500. They were just 10-10 straight up. Home favorites are only 500 winning outright.
Yeah, road teams, right, have done well in the wild card, yeah.
But, of course, everything changed this year because this was the first time that every home team was a divisional winner, every road team was a wild card, and we saw the divisional winners step
great
up.
Point.
And also, every team was favored. You know, like, all 6 home teams were favored by a field goal or more, so they were all considered the better teams on top of it, and they went 5-1. Unders, once again, I think it went 4-2, 67%. They're now, like, 67% for, like, a decade in that first round. So we'll see if that continues. The divisional round this week, a lot of competitive games. You know, every game is around 3-4 except for that Packer game. The Bills, actually, 2. We got 2, 3, 4, 5.5. You know, so all these games, it's hard to imagine the point spread is going to matter too much. Tennessee did go from 3 to 3.5. Obviously, that's a substantial move on and off that key number. Tampa opened 3. Actually, opened 2.5, went 3s, 2.5 in other spots, and it doesn't look like that Kansas City game is going to get to 3. It's held right now on 2, but a lot of key numbers out there, to say the least, within a half point or so.
And we should note the Green Bay Packers laying 5.5 to the San Francisco 49ers. The Packers, of course, lost to the Detroit Lions in the last game of the year. Now, they didn't play their starters for the entire contest, but we want to note that Matt LaFleur has never lost consecutive games before. And not only that, Steve, 9-0 straight up and 9-0 against the spread when coming off of a loss.
Yeah, I mean, the question for me with Green Bay, Gabe, is, you know, 20 years ago, and you and I started 20, 25 years ago, remember the team with the bye, monstrous play against the spread, and teams that came in poor form often performed well, but that's all changed. Like, momentum matters now, and I think one of the reasons is because teams throw the ball more. You know, precision offense is more than just smash-mouth running teams. And Green Bay, like you said, didn't really have to play the final regular season game, got last week off, so they're definitely rested. Just wonder if they might be a little bit rusty against a San Francisco team that's kind of clicking on all cylinders right now.
I'm always concerned about that sort of rust factor as well. It's been a conversation and a debate that we've had with quite a few people, Stevie. And I, you know, you're right. Like, you know, you got a team that was playing desperate football against a team that took the pedal off the metal, that did, you know, wasn't trying, or, you know, playing bad teams down the stretch. I totally get it. But so here's a fascinating number as well, courtesy of Mark Lawrence's playbook. And Mark's got a great database. But NFL divisional round teams coming off a straight up wild card underdog win. All right. The last 15 times. So in the last 9 years, guys, there's been 15 teams. They won the game outright. They're 1-14 straight up the following week. And yeah. And I think there's something to this, too. And if we go deeper, guys, 6-30 straight up, 13-23 against the spread since 1998. And to me, Steve, this is the classic, and I brought this up. This is the classic. We all remember what we saw last. So we see a team play. And I think the number is probably a little lighter than it should be because they're playing against a team that we haven't seen play in a couple of weeks. And then we all start to say what you just said. And I've said the same thing. I don't know, man. Can the Titans just flick that switch? Hey, the Packers had a great year, but the Niners have been playing playoff caliber football for the last 2 months. Right? I mean, these guys are like 9-2 in their last 11 games now. They've been playing playoff football for, you know, a month and a half. Right? I wonder about that, but it goes to show, doesn't it? We all sort of buy in. We see these teams win, and oh, my God, and then the next week they lose.
Well, there's no question that, you know, the public normally plays favorites and overs, but come playoffs, whether it be the NFL playoffs or like March Madness, all of a sudden you start seeing a lot more love for underdogs, you know?
You're right.
And this week I see a lot of dogs that are kind of 50-50 right now. And I'll have the Fade the Public video later this week on Wager Talk TV, wagertalk.com. Last week the Buccaneers were probably the most public side. Public one with them. Yet, yet, like I said, Tampa's like 2.5 in a lot of spots right now against the Rams. I think one of the reasons, Gabe, is because the Rams look so good on Monday night, right? You know, it's like they remember that more recent.
All right, well, we should note right now, Steve, that they're 3 at FanDuel. All right.
Right.
Yeah, so 3 at FanDuel, total 48.5. But what we have had is the move with the Buffalo Bills and down to 1.5 right now at FanDuel. Kansas City Chiefs down to 1.5. The total's been bouncing around from 54.5 and 55. I would expect that that number would go up as people realize weather's not going to be a factor. And quite frankly, that game is going to be a shootout. I fully expect an all-out onslaught of points in the Buffalo-Kansas City game.
Yeah, and Gabe, it's so funny. We, you know, talking about how overrated cold weather is for scoring, how it doesn't hurt scoring. Buffalo went over the game total on their own last week in that New England game. You know, when we were talking about 8 degrees, but it was going to be clear, no wind, you know, no bad conditions. So once again, yeah, weather looks all right there. The Tampa weather turned out to be okay last Sunday. We were worried about the wind and the rain. It came earlier in the day, which once again shows how difficult it is to handicap that 3 or 4 days out, you know, when we were talking about it. So yeah, I mean, got a couple cold cities. By the way, the 100% lock of the century was that the Cincinnati-Tennessee game would be the 4:30 Eastern Saturday game. I mean, Cincinnati is just slotted into that every year that they're in the playoffs. I think the Titans are as well.
Yeah, you know what? And I actually miss the good old days when my Buffalo Bills were, actually.
That's right. They were. You're right. They
slotted
in there.
Yeah, I prefer that. The old Bills 4:30 slot. Exactly. Right? Like, we played the Colts in that slot. We played the Texans. That was our slot.
Yeah, Texans got it a lot as well.
we got that was our slot before, but now we're all trendy and stuff. Oh, you're going to be on Sunday night, Steve, right? It's annoying because I'm a Bills fan, and it's killing me. I don't want to wait till Sunday night, Steve, and watch these other games before.
I'll tell you what I do like they did, though, is that they're doing the 3 and 6:30 kickoffs on Sunday instead of 1 and 4 like they used to do. You know, they're doing the championship times like they'll do next week as well.
Weird times, man.
It's great, though. Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's like, what else you got? Nothing else going on at 6 on a Sunday. Might as well have a football game. I like it.
I missed the old school, Steve, when he started at 12:30. That felt special. Like, instead of 1, remember the playoff game? It'd be, no, it's at 12:30. I was like, ooh, this is a big one.
You're like, West Coast, man. You don't want those 9:30 a.m. games out in Vancouver. You're already going to bed.
You're right. No, you're right. The West, the West Coast can change things. Even night games feel a little bit early. But no, I got to be honest. I think 3 o'clock Eastern is a stupid time to start a game.
It'll be that way next week, I assume, right? That's usually what they do for the championship as well.
I think 6:30 is also a stupid. I guess that's when they start the Super Bowl, but whatever. That's a stupid time to start a game, too.
How about this, Gabe? I mean, here's something we didn't talk about. We never had a Monday night football playoff game. I thought that was pretty cool from a scheduling angle. But you can definitely make an argument it's a disadvantage for a team. And now on top of that, the Rams have to travel cross-country one less day of rest against a Tampa team that's staying home after playing there last Sunday. Yet another reason I was a little surprised to see, you know, like, you know, three leaning towards the Rams. There are some 2.5 starting to pop. You know, once again, they looked really good on Monday night, but that's not a great scheduling spot.
No, it isn't. But I think at this time of the year, Steve, that extra half this, half day that, I don't think it really matters. I think these guys are playing on adrenaline, right? At this point. And, you know, and if you're hot, too, you want to get back out there, right? If you're hot. I'm sure if you ask the Buffalo Bills, they would rather be playing not Sunday night and rather like, yeah, we wish we were up early right now. Unless you're a beat up football team, right? Unless you're injured, I think you just want to get back out there.
Yeah, and I think where the Rams are going to have a tough time is if they win and play Green Bay, then they're going to have to travel again next week. You know, that, oh, then
that's
when
they're
going to
lose. I think the Rams
especially if the weather, right? Especially if weather becomes an issue, right, in Green Bay. You know, we talk about weather's overrated, but New England and Buffalo were both cold weather teams last week. There's like that was kind of a wash as far as I was concerned. I don't know if the LA Rams have to play in like 20 or 30 degrees, you know, that could become an issue next week.
I can't dispute that, but I brought it up last week. Matt Stafford, at least listen, the one thing with Matt Stafford is he has played in a lot of cold weather games. Right? He was with the Detroit Lions forever. He played outdoors. I had big money on a game once in a super contest, and he actually beat Chicago on the road in very bad weather. He's played, like I said, he's played a lot of bad weather games over the years. Minnesota, they were outdoors for a couple of years there. So at least that's the one thing, if you're the Rams, you can hang your hat on. And I've defended Jared Goff in the past. But I cannot deny, man, like Jared Goff, like, sucks in, you know, if it's drizzling out in the rain.
He looks uncomfortable. Yeah.
So basically Jared Goff was not very good in the cold, and he wasn't even good in the rain. And remember this year, guys, they played the Packers. It was like they were getting a bunch of points. It was 17-17 at the half in the first half. Started to like pouring rain in the second half, and Goff turned the ball over a bunch of times like right away.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We fell apart. All right, Steve, so we'll catch up with you later in the week again on Friday on the television side of things. Find Steve online at wagertalk.com. Always a pleasure, Steve. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, dude.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner. And I know the winner. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute. You
have reached the coach's hot
line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MMA versus
Cincinnati. Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Take what you've got. Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morency. It's a Twisted Tuesday. Thanks to all of our guests for joining us tonight. Andrew McKenna, Steve Merrill, Arash Markazi. We're into the home stretch right now. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Countdown to the Super Bowl is on. Countdown to the divisional round is on. Last week, we discussed how point spreads don't matter. And Steve Merrill raised a great point as well. They don't matter in the regular season either. We've all been conditioned and we've all been brainwashed into the point spread talk. What are we getting? Oh, it's this, it's that, right? And ultimately, it comes down to the winner of the game. Generally, that's all that matters. You know, in the past couple of years, it seems like there's been some closer games, but as Steve stated, man, you know, 82% to 88% for the most part. So if you think about that, guys, all the talk that we do about point spreads all the time, it's only coming into play about, you know, 12, 18% of the time. Right? Like, it's amazing. And also, and I should learn my lesson, because you play a money line parlay, and then most of the time you would have won anyways. Think about it. Last week we hit a five-team banger, five-team moneyline parlay. If we would have just laid the points in every game, we would have won. And we didn't have to take the safe way out. I guess it would have paid like 12-1 instead of the nearly 7-1, the 6.5-1 that we got paid for it. You know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? Now, each round is different. Like, the wild card round is the numbers have been pretty accurate, because the fact is you're going to have some not very good teams in the wild card round, right? So that's not surprising. Now, when we move forward right now, home field advantage actually means a hell of a lot. And it's kind of daunting considering I do like the Rams and I do like the Buffalo Bills this week. But the fact is the last 16 divisional round games, home teams 13-3. Right, the home team is the better team. There's a reason why they've got a better record. They've got home field. You know, like we said earlier, there's different levels to this stuff. And so the Cincinnati Bengals hadn't won a playoff game since 1990. They win last week. Yet I think people are somewhat overreacting in a sense, in that, you know, Joe Burrow this, Joe Burrow that. I get it. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. I think Joe Burrow is great. I think Joe Burrow will play in a Super Bowl before his career is all said and done. But, you know, the fact is the Raiders were just sort of an average team with a lot of heart. And the Raiders were in that game. The Raiders nearly scored a touchdown late in that game. Like, Cincinnati nearly blew it, right? So I think it's one thing to get that first playoff win and for the first time in 30-plus years, 31 years, whatever. It's another thing to string together another road win here. And this is fascinating. The Cincinnati Bengals have never won a road playoff game before. 0-7. Never won on the road before in the playoffs. And is it going to happen now in Tennessee, where the Titans don't lose very often? And the Titans are probably like the most underrated team coming into the playoffs. They're definitely the most least discussed team, right? They're just there, you know what I mean? Everyone, oh, Arizona and Kyler Murray and Kingsbury and the Rams this and all the Buffalo Bills and Allen and, you know, San Francisco and all the Jimmy G talk every night and, you know, the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. If you look, like, every team gets talked about by the national media. Every team has sort of had drama and, you know, storylines around them. What's the Tennessee Titans drama? What's their storyline, right? They fly under the radar, right? Like, the South might rule college football, but when it comes to NFL football, you know, the Tennessee Titans, they don't get talked about very much. Derrick Henry, as great as he is, doesn't get talked about enough. Ryan Tannehill doesn't get talked about enough. Mike Vrabel. This has been a pretty successful operation that they've been running for years right now. Like, if you look at Tennessee, they played in quite a few playoff games and beaten teams. You know, they've beaten the Ravens. They've beaten the Patriots. Like, they've, you know what I mean? They've beaten Brady. They've stepped up big in the playoffs before. Can they take this next step?
And no one, we, you know, even me, I don't talk about them enough, but hey, they haven't played, so it's time to talk about them. But we're going over all the numbers right now. We're soaking up everything that we possibly can. And something that we came across here from John Breach is that Mike Vrabel, 4-0 straight up and ATS, off of, with a week to prepare, off of bye. Vrabel, 4-0 straight up and ATS, winning by an average of 20.5 points per game. And we throw in the fact, as we stated, the Bengals have never won a playoff game on the road before in franchise history. I think this game is going to be a lot like the Raiders and the Bengals game was. Except the difference is this time the Bengals play the role of the Raiders and the Titans play the role of the home team with the fans celebrating and scoring touchdowns. Like I said, I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. I like this team a lot. You look at that division that they play in, they should rule this division for a while. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the AFC for years to come, for the next couple of years, etc. Yet, as far as the process and the growth is concerned, I think this is where they suffer the pain and the agony of the playoff loss. Tennessee have just been here, done it. Tennessee have unfinished business. And I think that Derrick Henry, with some players, I would say, you know what, well, he hasn't played in forever and stuff. Derrick Henry's different. And another thing is, too, with Derrick Henry, is Derrick Henry could have played, right? Like, Derrick Henry could have played a couple of weeks ago, and they've been holding him back. He's been practicing forever, guys, right? They held him back. They didn't need him. Right, they're like, whatever, dude. We're playing Jacksonville. We're playing Tennessee. We're playing Houston. Like, we're, you know what I mean? They knew, right? We're gonna win the one seed, and we don't even need Derrick Henry to do it. So like, it's not like Derrick Henry's rushing back from injury. He's not rushing back from injury. He's good to go. He could have played weeks ago. So Derrick Henry's gonna be refreshed, and plus they're already dangerous without Derrick Henry. And the wide receivers who are beat up all year have now had a couple of weeks to regroup. To me, listen, look at this. Cincinnati are dangerous. I was thinking about, we talked about it earlier in the week, Cincinnati up on a teaser and stuff, but I'm off the Cincinnati bandwagon here. I'm leaving the jungle. I don't believe they're going to be able to win this game. Now, as far as the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers are concerned, I brought up the daunting task that the San Francisco 49ers are up against right now. And the Niners were the one underdog that won last week, right? So NFL divisional round teams coming off a straight-up wild card underdog win are 6-30 straight up, 13-23 against the spread since 1998. All right, you can say, well, who cares? We're going back to 1998. All right, well, let's go just back the last 9 years. Basically, it's 1-14 straight up, as we discussed with Steve Merrill. That puts the San Francisco 49ers in this spot. They're the ones that have to overcome a 1-14 in the last 9 years. 1-14 straight up. Teams that won as a underdog. Teams that won as an underdog in the wild card round the next weekend. Bye-bye. 1-14 straight up the last 9 seasons. And here's another just little icing on the cake here. If you're a trend player. The Green Bay Packers have never lost consecutive games under head coach Matt LaFleur. 9-0 straight up, 9-0 against the spread. Now, as we stated, these teams that are playing at home are better, right? The teams with the bye, there's a reason, they got the bye. They showed over the course of a long season they were the better football teams. Now, also, we get into Sunday's game. So I'm looking at Saturday here, and it's starting to come together. Right, and let's forget about the big, all right, let's try to hit the 10-1 and all this type of stuff. Let's just look at a two-team banger here and get it started. Yet, as we've discussed, the point spreads don't really matter. All right, you can play the two-team parlay. You lay 3.5 and you lay 6. It's just, man, 6. 6 is pricey. I just was San Francisco, wow. That pays plus 264 at FanDuel right now. If you're not comfortable with the points and you want to go with the money line, Tennessee Titans and the Green Bay Packers, the Saturday night special, plus 112. And as I stated, I think Tennessee are going to win. I think Green Bay are going to win. And then we get into the Los Angeles Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I think the Los Angeles Rams are going to upset the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think of all teams that the Bucs don't want to play, I think it's the Rams. Sports, I don't care what sport it is, but, you know, football, whatever, we're talking football now. It's about matchups. It really is. It's about matchups, and we've seen the Rams match up very well with the Buccaneers. And, in fact, they've beaten them the last two times they played. They beat them with Jared Goff, and then they beat them again this year with Matthew Stafford. All right, so they've beaten them twice. The Rams are going to have the confidence. And Tampa, not a healthy team right now. You know, they could be missing not one, but two starting offensive linemen. That's very difficult to overcome against a good pass rush that the Rams have. And you talk about Matthew Stafford and, oh, can he get it done? And I was one of the people. Yet, as I stated, I thought that I was on the Rams. I said Stafford can get it done. I think Stafford can get it done again, actually. Where I think Stafford runs into problems is at Lambeau. If you're the Rams, whatever. You got to worry about your own business. But if you're the Rams, you win this game. And you just pray. You become a San Francisco 49er fan. And it's not that the Niners are an easy out. But if you're the Rams, you win this game and the Niners win. You're hosting them at SoFi. And I'm sure Sean McVay would take his chances at home against the Niners than as opposed to going into the freezing cold and taking on Rodgers and the Packers. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, God knows how cold it could be in a couple of weeks. Buffalo are in a similar situation. If Buffalo can win and Cincinnati wins, then they would host Cincinnati. Yet if Cincinnati won this game, they, you know, obviously they wouldn't be an easy out, would they? But I don't think Cincinnati are winning. I don't think San Francisco are winning. I don't think Tampa Bay are winning. And then Buffalo and Kansas City, it's going to be an NFL playoff classic. Slam the over. I'm telling you, they're going to get into the 60s, 70s. I wouldn't be shocked if they get into the 80s.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. It's a late-night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the muscle, and everybody else in between. We already know that. Shout out to all of our guests. Shout out to everybody for joining us tonight in the chat, whatever platform, if you're driving, if you're at home, whatever you're doing. Countdown to Super Bowl is on Wednesday. It's always a fun show with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and Ian Cameron Babano, and we'll have more in store throughout the week. FanDuel's starting to leak some of the props right now. Not everybody is up. I was just looking for a Derrick Henry prop. They got Joe Mixon up at 61.5. Joe Mixon is the touchdown machine, right? And Joe Mixon to score a touchdown right now is -110. Interesting. They don't have the rush yard prop up for Henry, but we've got a touchdown prop up, -190 for Derrick Henry to score a touchdown. So if you're wondering if the odds makers think that Henry is healthy, well, he's -190 to score a touchdown. So I'm not kidding, guys, when I said this earlier, and I'm going to bet this. We always put our money where our mouths are. We just don't throw takes out there. I'm going to bet this, and let's look right now. I'll try to pull this off on the way out here. Alternate total. Alternate total in the Buffalo Bill Kansas City Chief game. As I stated, let's go. Let's see as high as we can go here. Wow, they don't want to go too high. 65. All they're offering here is like plus 230, plus 240, plus 235. It, you know, for this game to go that high. Was it exactly here? Yeah, plus 230 right now. All right, I just hit refresh. Plus 230. Plus 230 that there's over 65 points scored in this football game. I'd like a little bit more, but they know. So, you know what, though? I'd go with the 64 and a half. 34-31 would not shock me in this game, which would get us to 65. All right, good job, everybody. We'll see you at 6 o'clock Eastern. Other than that, you're on your own later.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.